Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, our guest is Kim Spillers. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're the same.
And fabulous.
And we want to talk about a really important event, meeting that's coming up this Saturday.
Yes, we have. The Iowa legislature is in session, and all of the representatives and senators go back to their individual districts they represent, and they frequently have, we've always had legislative coffees, is what we call them. Different areas do them differently. Ours happen to be coffees, and so it's this Saturday. Very exciting.
And one of several, and we'll talk about those other dates here a little bit later, but this Saturday, let's talk about when and how we can get involved with this.
This Saturday will be the first coffee because the session convened January 8th. And we wanted to have an opportunity for people to get together with our Senator Tom Shipley and our Representative Tom Moore. This month, we've decided to do it by Zoom. Last year was all Zoom, and we combined with Adams and Union Counties. And that was a really great way to get together with a lot of people and hear what's happening in the other areas. We are going back to county-specific this year. And so Saturday, we decided, because COVID numbers were still high, the responsible thing to do was to have this meeting in Zoom. And so what people need to do is contact me. The media has been notified. Listen to KJAN, look in your papers, look on the calendars, things like that. But we're going to have it on Zoom this Saturday. So if people want to be part of that, we have to have their email to register.
So. Okay. So they need to get their email to
me.
You
yes.
to get on the list.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Kim Spillers. And If you don't know how to get a hold of her, I guess you can always call the newspaper or KJN if you haven't heard that information.
Well, and I'm happy to give that information too.
And of course, it's on the KJN calendar. They've
yes.
been announcing it every day.
Yes.
But if you have a question, don't hesitate to ask. This is a good opportunity for people who maybe sometimes feel a little uncomfortable showing up with the legislators and all the other people. I mean, you could just do this at home and going, okay, now I know what's going on.
Yes.
So let's kind of go through what happens at a legislative coffee.
Well, in the world of COVID, since we have been meeting on Zoom, and most people, I think, are familiar with Zoom and how it operates. So for this particular Saturday, and then we'll talk about the others because they will be in person. This particular Saturday, you need to register. You will receive a Zoom link after you register that is specific to the sender. And so the reason we're doing it that way to register is because I'm sure that most people have heard that Zoom meetings, Google Meets, they get hacked and very inappropriate things happen and it disrupts the flow of why we're there. So that's the purpose of the registration. Then, so what happens is the way we here in Cass County, the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise, has scheduled the legislative coffees for, holy cow, I think about 15 years now. And the legislators, Senator Shipley, will talk about what's happening. He'll have like 5 minutes to say, here's kind of what's going on in the Senate. Representative Moore will do the same for about 5 minutes with the House. And the way we do it here in Cass County is that then individuals who are at the coffee, they say, well, I'm interested in this, either this particular bill, or I've heard, oh, there's something going on in education about this. What can you tell me about that? And then that gives us a chance to dialogue. And the senator and representative can talk about what is happening, you know, from their seats in the Capitol. And then we get to just learn about that. It's very civil. The way we conduct ours are very respectful. And that's the way we require people to behave. So in the Zoom atmosphere, it does make it a tiny bit more challenging because you know how Zoom works on the electronics, the whoever is speaking, it's not the same as having a dialogue in person because of the technology, and it kind of cuts out and such. But anyway, we make it work.
Yeah, on Zoom, you know that you can ask a question either – right there on the screen, or you can go into the chat box.
Absolutely.
If you don't want anybody to know who's
yes.
asking the question, well, just go to the chat box and type it in.
Yes, you can do it that way. You could send a private question to Representative Moore or to Senator Shipley so that they would see that. So, yes, there are various ways, and it's just a great the really good thing about Zoom for me is that we get to have a little bit more time with them. The coffees have been in person where we only get them for an hour because they're coming from Creston and they come here and then they have to go to Council Bluffs or someplace else and they have to allow drive time, of course. Well, Zoom gives, you know, you don't have any excuses here. So we can, last year, our coffees were about an hour and a half.
Okay. And hopefully they enjoy that change, although, as you said, the dynamics of being there in person is much different than on Zoom. But there's still advantages
Absolutely.
Of being there, and you don't have to get out and get dressed up for the cold. They don't have to get out. And
yes.
So it all starts out on a really positive note.
It does. And weather-wise, this particular Saturday isn't going to be an issue. But we have had coffees where, you know, you're concerned, and we've made calls. Representative, are you okay? Senator, are you all right? You know, you're not in a ditch someplace. We have to come find you. So that, you know, does eliminate. It does raise the safety concerns around their travel between communities.
Yeah, very good. And we're just fortunate that we have this opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned in the next two, I believe, are going to be face-to-face, person-to-person, live, however you want to say that.
Well, that's the game plan.
Yeah. Well, and we have to be flexible with that.
Yes.
But as they're scheduled now, where and when?
The second coffee will take place on Saturday, March 5th, and it's going to be in Cumberland at 9:30. And Clark Gerlach, who is the vice president of the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise, Pride Organization, he will be the host for that one.
Okay, and then the next one?
Well, the April one we haven't determined yet.
Okay.
Again, in that whole flexibility thing, we just need to see safety-wise what's the responsible thing to do.
But that would be the last
yes,
one,
Yes, it
correct?
Would be
Whenever
the last
that
one.
Is
That's correct.
April.
So it'll be April 2nd is the day.
Okay.
9:30 is the time. So you can save that date, you know, put a pin on that on that time and day. And then we'll be sure and get that out. But again, and we'll get it out to the media and such. And then, again, if you want to be on the list to receive Pride notices like the legislative coffees, then just email me at kim@ghorizons.com.
All right. Stay in touch with Kim. So now you've mentioned several times Pride, and that's been around for quite a while, but I'm thinking some people don't know.
Absolutely. No, Pride is, the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise. It started in 2006. The small communities of Cass County wanted to have a voice in economic development and community development, and so we banded together and created a nonprofit, and the purpose of the nonprofit is community growth through education.
This is not an Iowa organization. This is a special for Cass County.
Well, actually, we wrote the legal document so it has no boundaries. So Pride can actually operate any place. We focus here in Cass County, yes.
Okay. But my point is, this was developed here in Cass County
ma'am, it absolutely
because of
was.
Needs. Even though other people are welcome, that's where it started. And I think we should take a little pride in having Pride developed
yes,
here.
Exactly. Yeah, the small towns of Cass County wanted to have a say in different aspects of community life and growth here in Cass County. And so this was the vehicle they took to do it.
Good, good. I want to go back to the legislative coffees. Why you've made it easy, and so with the when and where is clear, but why do you think people should participate? What do the Tom and Tom, I think some people have said
the Tom's
the Tom,
is what
Tom
I call
show.
Them.
Yeah,
yes.
Why are they doing this? Give us some why about this whole event.
Well, we have a representative government. Senator Shipley represents us in the Senate, Senator Shipley represents us, and then Representative Moore represents us in the House. And this is our opportunity as citizens, responsible residents of Iowa and of Cass County, to get in touch with them. If we don't tell them what is happening in our world, our economic life, our personal life, our educational life, what's happening in our families and with our kids. You know, they don't know how to go about phrasing things and asking questions as laws are being crafted. So this is our opportunity as part of our democracy, mm-hmm. so that we can be in touch and we can let them know what we think would be a good direction for them to go forward.
Very good. Kim, again, your email?
Kim, K-I-M, at G, the letter G, Horizons, plural, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-S .com.
All right. Be sure to get in touch with Kim if you have any questions. And we want to thank you very much, Kim Spiller, for being here
always
today.
Always appreciate the opportunity.
Until next time, a thought from Tony Blair. The art of leadership is saying no, not yes. It's very easy to say yes.